Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's chef and TV host Eddie Wong. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, with all the dress restrictions, it's more like the grannies than the Grammys, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, that woke me up. Say, are you pretty good then? Yeah. You Facebook, don't you? Now, why were you giving me no reaction from you at all? The important Facebooking question. You just don't vague book. Never vague book? Always explicit in your status?
I told them I was at the show.
Told them that you were at the show. Did you say which show?
No.
You didn't,
vague
see?
Book,
there you go.
Book.
You're vaguing again. Well, you know, each week at this time we read actual memos sent by actual listeners and other things as well. Not the listener part, I mean the documents they sent. Here's a question, for example, from Linda Disher, somewhere out there. She's from Somerville, South Carolina. Listening to your wonderful conversation this morning with the writer, Mr. Englander, you made a reference to a book read in college Jewish studies. I studied Jewish studies. That's how I got to be Jewish, actually. I was a Congregationalist going into it. Yeah. Went to the University of Wisconsin, took Jewish studies. Got all this. That changed your life, but I misnamed it. Please let me know what it is. Loved your show, but especially enjoyed this conversation. Well, thank you very much. I was just referring to anything by Saul Bellow, of course, is kind of the king of the Jewish writer, American Jewish writers. Bernard Malamud is another one. Some great books. Love them because they're like really working class, first generation Americans. You know, Saul Bellow is Chicago orientation mostly. And Malamud was New York, but and Singer, of course, Isaac Singer. So any of those guys will work. And you could be Jewish, too. It's a little study. Hi, Michael. I thought if you weren't doing anything, you could pack up the gang and head out to Walpole, New Hampshire to say hello to my mother. I'm a terrible son that never calls to say hello. I moved out here to Wisconsin many years ago and rarely get back to visit. So we're supposed to go back and visit for I have a small farm in Pleasant Springs, Wisconsin. I know Pleasant Springs. That keeps me too busy to get back to Walpole. Walpole is full of history and the home of Ken Burns. Just let me know if you need directions. Thanks, Ken Miller. I don't even know how to respond to that, Ken, but it's, you know, if you have the directions, why don't you use them and go out there and see everybody? That's what I'm thinking. Comment on grammar. Oh, yeah, grammar. Grammar is not my biggest thing. And sometimes I'm just trying to use the vernacular. It sounds like an error to you, but I'm just, you know, using the common tongue. The Latinate. Not the Latinate, the sensate. I don't know what they call it.
Sensa.
Huh? Say something. Yeah, the say something.
Say something.
Mary Adams, Savannah, Georgia. Mr. Feldman, I hope you believe you have a responsibility to speak English correctly. I don't believe that. I really don't feel I have I think I have a lot of responsibilities. It never occurred to me that speaking English correctly was one of them. And just forgot today, quote, got along good, I said, apparently. Got along good, as in we got along good. Also, you may wish to remember the difference between feeling bad and feeling badly. I've done both. The feeling I get is pretty much the same. You can quibble over whether it's an adverb or whatever it is. Feeling bad is when your hand doesn't work good. And I know, I'm feeling badly. Bad. Feeling bad. Here I'm feeling badly. All right. Thank you. Sincerely, M. Adams. Okay, thank you, M. Here's another one from another Mary. So, yeah, another Mary. Mary Ford, though, this time from Harrisburg, Illinois. A few weeks ago, you asked a contestant on your quiz to spell the word paraphernalia. You pronounced it in such a way that you prompted her to spell it paraphernalia. Then you said she was correct. She was. She talked just like I did at that point. How is that not correct? I think you know better. And I bet you have had a lot of feedback, some, on this. But I went home and I hid all my paraphernalia, I'll tell you that. A week later, someone on your show said he was waiting for the next century, and you said 3,000. The next century will start in 2101, not 3,000. You're thinking of the next millennium. Are these indications of senior moments? Actually, my junior moments were much the same. I'm not very... I could use more exactitude and so forth. I used to teach grammar in high school. It gives you some idea of what the problem is. And I feel badly about it. No. Okay. Anyone else want to just tear me a new one? Let's do it. Yeah. I already got 1,000 at home. So didn't really need another one. Dear Mr. Feldman, yes, the enclosed article is now 10 years old. It's been sitting in the stacks in my basement for a decade. It is time it found its way to your desk. Perhaps you'll dispose of it sooner. I'm unsure this qualifies for thanks for the memo portion of your show, but I found the public notice to be government at its finest. Love the show. Dave Sabora. I read that as Deborah. That's Dave Sabora and Nina. Okay. A little clip from the paper. Board of Review, State of Wisconsin, Waupaca County, Dayton Township. Public notice is hereby given that the Board of Review for the Town of Dayton will meet on May 19th, 2003 at 7 p.m. for the purpose to reconvene at a later date. Town clerk. You're right, that is it. Fine. Okay. I had a memo in here. Where's the memo that I had? Oh, here's the memo. Okay. Let's see here. That one? That'll do. Okay. Here's this one. It goes out to everybody. It's a school memo somewhere at a school not far from here. Hello. Today I was on recess duty and noticed that student name was wearing a coat with no other winter gear. I was starting to wonder how he is always the first one at snack and lunch. Well, now I know. He is not putting on his winter gear. Please tell L to go back in the building and get on what he needs if he does not have snow pants, boots, gloves, and a hat tomorrow and in the future. Thanks. Teacher name. And there's a reply to this one. This morning I told student name specifically to put his gear on. Then at lunch he was in the noon room. I'm sure he just grabbed his coat and ran out. I think it's a good idea to make him go back in and put it all back on. The boys that play football typically are not wearing their pants either. I think with this amount of snow and cold, they should all wear their pants and gear.
Snow pants.
Thanks for noticing that, principal's name. Well, there you have it. That's pretty much the whole. Yeah, okay, fine. Or don't do it. If you don't want to do it, I can't make you do that. But it's a nice little way of getting out of this feeling that these things engender.
Well, snow pants, you know.
Engender is the right word, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think so. And where can they send memos or what have you?
Or clippings. Memos they can send to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos. Or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there. If they do want to send in clippings, they can send them to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Hey, what about those little grammar corrections? Where should those go?
Well,
should we tell them or should we...
I kind of like them.
It's part of the thing.
Good. We need to be edumacated. Mm-hmm. They can go to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org.
So the same place as the memos,
essentially. Yeah, pretty much. Or they could tweet them to you. That's also an option.
Oh, yeah, the Twitter thing. How do they do that then?
Well, they would tweet to your Twitter handle, @myfeldman, on the Twitters.
Good.
Yep.
And so somebody, then you'd have to follow me, though, wouldn't you?
No, you actually, to tweet to you, you do not need to follow you. However, it is highly recommended.
Thank you.
Yeah.
18,000 tweets, and I got only like several dozen followers. Apparently, it's not sinking in.
It's the hashtags, Michael. You need to master the hashtags.
Hashtags, I'm having trouble with hashtags. Yeah. I started doing that now. I don't know if you're on Twitter or anything like that. You put a hashtag, and you put everything, you know, like Grammy butt cracks. Hashtag Grammy butt crack. Hoping to appeal to all the people who thought that was a pretty stupid thing that they were doing there, as far as that situation. But it doesn't do any good. I mean, there is no such place. I mean, does that mean there is such a place as hashtag
Heaven?
Grammy butt cracks?
I am not sure about that particular topic, but yeah. I don't. That it seems to.
What does that
work.
Mean? The hashtag when you do that.
Essentially, my understanding is that you're flagging the topic as a kind of topic, so people can join in. You're joining
so other people
the discussion.
Would jump
you're joining
into...
the butt crack discussion, essentially. You're weighing
well,
in.
What more
as
is
it
there
were.
To say? I think it's really it means no singing plumbers. That's all I could think of, and so I said it there, and I'm glad. All the things you would never say in a million years is what Twitter is all about, of course. You know, and you expect other people to relate to it, and they don't.